the extraordinary powers of the human mind. Episode 4. Putin's defeat begins in the psychic realm with the egregore. We're all shocked at events unfolding in Ukraine, and most of us feel helpless. We want to take some action, but from this distance, there's nothing we can do. Yeah, we can send a donation or give blankets or toys, but how can we stop the actual conflict? It's hopeless, isn't it? Or is it? For kindred spirits like us, there is something we can do. It costs nothing. We can collectively create an egregore. A what, you ask? An egregore. It's a collective thought form that brings about transformation in human affairs. The concept starts as an idea and develops strength and power by repetition and take up by the group mind. There then comes a point where the thought form takes on a life of its own and becomes sentient and starts to independently infect human minds with its credo. As the author of this podcast, I want to infect the invaders' minds with the desire for peace and reconciliation. And you can help this happen. Egregores can be produced by the human mind deliberately or unwittingly. For instance, an egregore was created by America's founding fathers when they fought their war of independence against the British. Their concept of freedom gathered a life of its own and fed back into the nation's minds, creating a virtuous loop. Later, in Britain, an egregore was created by the suffragettes, which was ultimately good, which eventually won them the right to vote. Before the Second World War, Hitler created an egregore, which was bad. It captured the public imagination and became the National Socialist Movement, or the Nazis. He used the hatred and anger in the minds of the German people after their defeat in World War I to create an egregore focusing that energy. How would an egregore work for us? It would start as a thought form in one person's mind, mine, and become real as an accepted idea. If this idea is taken up by enough listeners, it would have the energy to become an independent, active entity. Recent examples of the work of egregores include the Me Too and the Black Lives Matter movements. Another example could be wokeism, which has become a powerful influence on social behaviour. Before I go any further, a bit of background might be helpful. The word egregore comes from the ancient Greek egrorus, meaning wakeful. It's an occult concept of a non-physical entity that arises from the collective consciousness of a group of people. Historically, it referred to an angelic being or watcher. In modern times, the concept is referred to as a thought form or a psychical manifestation created by any group sharing a common motivation. Back to our mission. We kindred spirits can create a thought form specifically designed to galvanize compassion in the minds of Russian troops without harming them, many of whom are conscripts who only joined up because it gave them free accommodation and a regular wage. I've already created an egregore for Ukraine and named him Grigoryov, which is the Ukrainian version of Gregor. I've charged Grigoryov with the mission to enter the minds of the invaders and psychically and physically and emotionally and mentally and spiritually create an obsession for compassion and harmony. If you're willing, all you need do is send your intent to Grigoryov, indicating your support for this concept, which will expand his power. The more power he has, the more he'll attract from the universe. Remember, you're not wishing harm on anyone, and your consciousness is working for the greater good, so you don't risk a karmic retaliation. You could say something like, Grigoryev, you have my full support, and I send you my intent for you to enter the minds of the Russian military and create a yearning for peace. Do not harm them physically, but drain their emotional, mental, and spiritual resolve to kill other human beings. During World War II, Dion Fortune, a prominent British occultist and author, gathered her followers in Britain together for a psychic war against Germany. Her group, the Fraternity of Inner Light, were not able to meet in person because of wartime travel restrictions, but she got the word out to her group in writing. They then created a protective egregore charged with keeping Britain safe from invasion. And Britain was never invaded, despite the immense power of the Nazi war machine. Putin himself has probably unintentionally created an egregore charged with the subjugation of Ukraine. But if reports from insiders are correct, he doesn't have the wholehearted backing of his country, so the energy for its mission will be a confused mix of Putin's fanaticism and his people's lackluster support. Dion Fortune had something to say about the fate of dictators like Putin. Of Hitler she wrote, "But however potent the personality, however vast the resources, however popular the catchphrases, if the movement is contrary to cosmic law, it is only a matter of time till the whole group rushes madly down a steep slope into the sea." And don't worry about what happens to Grigoryev once the war's over. He won't be left wandering like a lost soul. As Albert Ammeo states in Healing Without Medicine, after Germany was defeated, the Nazi egregore gradually faded away. Thus, in time, when the emotions and feelings that were animating an egregore disappear, the egregore slowly dissolves. So, even if it seems at times that Putin, with his endless supply of cannon fodder, is grinding Ukraine down, he'll be losing in the psychic realm as more and more of his military become infected with a craving for peace. Once you've sent your intent, forget it. Don't keep wondering how Grigoryev is doing, as this is rather like picking a scab. Let Grigoryev get on with his job. He won't let us down. Even if you think all this is nonsense, why not give it a go? What have you got to lose? And you never know. It may save lives. It may preserve a sovereign nation. And possibly freedom itself. Many of the topics I cover in these podcasts are explored in all my Psychic Mind series of books. Their titles are Unlock the Psychic Powers of Your Unconscious Mind, In Tune with the Infinite Mind, and Douse Your Way to Psychic Power. You can find Kindle, printed and audiobook versions of them all on Amazon. Just put Anthony Talmage in the book search field. They're also available from all other good ebook stores. And check out the footer to this series for more details. Coming up in episode 5, The Human Speaking Clock.